You're listening to Northeast Indiana Now, your local podcast devoted to news and information from our corner of Indiana and elsewhere around the state. It's Monday, December 15th, and I'm Brianna Barrow. Here's what's going on today. Fort Wayne's area jobless rate dropped to 3.3% in September. Allen County's rate matches that of Adams County here in the northeast corner of the state. That is 0.2% less than the rest of the state, according to Purdue University Fort Wayne's Community Research Institute. In the larger region, Wells County has the second lowest unemployment rate in the state, sitting at 2.9%. Grant County has the highest unemployment rate in the area at 4%. In Fort Wayne, the number of people working in September was up by 3,320 individuals, going from 224,877 to 228,197 in that same 12-month period. Howard County has the highest unemployment rate at 5.5%, while Union County has the lowest at 2.6%. Kosciuszko, Steuben, and Wabash counties have the highest unemployment rate in the area at 3.5%. The release of the data was delayed due to the federal government shutdown. Community Research Institute Director Rachel Blakeman said the data collection blips can be frustrating, but as long as the collection resumes, those who track it can still see what is occurring over time. The Indiana Education Department recently announced an infusion of $75 million to support students. WFYI's Zach Castle has more on how these philanthropic and state dollars will be used.
The Lilly Endowment will drop $40 million into the pot. Indiana will cover the rest. State Education Secretary Katie Jenner says the new funding will help improve access to high-quality education for, quote, every child, no matter their zip code. The Indiana Capital Chronicle reports one large chunk will support evidence-based literacy programs. Another will expand the Summer Learning Labs network, which was created to address learning loss from the pandemic. Several other programs will also receive funding. Jenner says the $75 million partnership with Lilly is one of the most significant public-private education investments in Indiana history. I'm Zach Castle.
Governor Mike Braun picked three new members of the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the agency decides whether a utility can charge its customers for the cost of things like new power plants and lines.
Kerwin Olson is with the consumer and environmental advocacy group Citizens Action Coalition. He says it's fairly pleased with the appointments, particularly Commissioner Anthony Swinger, who once worked for the state agency that represents ratepayers. Commissioner Bob Deeg was a former state senator in southwest Indiana, where residents have faced some of the highest energy bills in the state. Though state lawmakers have limited the IURC's power in the past decade or so, Olson hopes the agency will do more to make energy affordable for Hoosiers.
Under this umbrella, if you will, of the affordability crisis facing consumers today, that we'll see these new commissioners recognize the authority and the powers that they do possess.
The commission's new chairman will be Republican Senator Andy Zay. He's served on the Senate Utilities Committee for years, and Olson says tends to favor energy sources like coal. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Office of Utility Consumer Counselor Commissioner Abby Gray says the new appointees will provide a balance of geographic variety along with a strong foundation of policy and regulatory knowledge. Farmers are having a tough year. Amid tariffs and rising costs, Indiana producers say aid from the Trump administration could hold them over until planting season. WFIU's Aubrey Wright has more.
The Trump administration announced a $12 billion investment for American farmers this week. Almost all of it will go toward row crops such as corn and soybeans. That announcement was a relief for Alan Dunn, president of the Indiana Corn Growers Association.
I was happy to see that that was coming. I know the industry as a whole really needs the help.
Dunn says the funding will help farmers get crops in the ground. The payments are intended to be a short-term bridge for farmers. Farmer David Harding says while he appreciates that the Trump administration has heard concerns from the agricultural community, the tariffs are only one part of the issue.
I think it just is going to take more thoughtful discussions about what we can do to make sure we see input prices come down and opportunities for Indiana farmers to, sell their products at better prices.
Those payments will go out this spring. I'm Aubrey Wright.
And now, with a look at the events of the week, here is managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett.
Thanks, Brianna. This week, you can sing along to your favorite holiday songs at the Allen County Public Library's Jingle Mingle on December 17th, starting at 1:30 p.m. Guitarist and vocalist Aaron Smith will lead audiences of all singing abilities in carols, followed by cookies and mingling in the lobby. You can also dress up for Fleet Feet's Ugly Sweater Run downtown. It's a 3-mile fun run to view the city's holiday lights on December 18th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Registration is required, but admission is free if you bring 3 non-perishable food items to donate to Community Harvest Food Bank. The run is followed by an ugly sweater contest with prizes at J.K. O'Donnell's, where the first 350 participants will receive a free commemorative glass. That's a quick look at our top things to do this week. For a complete rundown of local news, culture, and events, become a free subscriber to The Local's weekly email news brief at thelocalfw.com. Back to you, Brianna.
Thank you for joining us today. You can find these stories and more at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app.